Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? In our business, we need some milestones, some metrics, something to understand exactly where we are and what we are doing. And, of course, profit is one of those very important, extremely important metrics that we need to understand what our profit is, to understand exactly what our business plan is, what our sales force is doing. Are we being productive? There are so many things to think about, but there is one key step to increasing your business profits and stability and knowing how you are doing, and that is your pipeline. How much potential business is in your prospect list? If your prospect list is kind of bare, there's not much there, you can actually predict that you're not going to do much business. If your prospect list is robust and it's just full of activity and you see that it's being kept up to date and you see that they're the right people and you see that they've delivered the right message, well, your profits might just be fine. Now, of course, there are other things that have to happen. You know, you can't just have a prospect list. You have to work the prospect list. You have to have the presentation. You have to have the goods. You have to absolutely get the appointments. You have to get the close. But please understand, without the prospect list, nothing good is going to happen. You absolutely want to think to yourself, what's the least number of prospects that I want in my prospect list? And there is no most amount of prospects. The more prospects, the better. If we know how many prospects we need in the prospect list because we understand exactly what our closing ratio is, what happens, how many prospects are in the prospect list, to how many appointments we get, to how many closes we get, we can't help but be on the way to making a profit. If we don't understand that, it doesn't matter if we only have five prospects and we close all five. We go, wow, this is really great. We closed five. Might have even made enough in those five in sales to make a profit. But then what? What happens then? There's nothing. It's empty. We can't just make a profit today. We can't just have sales today. We have to have continued sales. We have to have continued prospects. So how do we get the right number of prospects into our prospect list? How do we get our salespeople to absolutely understand that every single moment that they have in the day is important? They're on a sales appointment, they're closing a deal, they're writing a prospect, or they're trying to create new prospects. One phone call can mean a big deal, a big sale. But if you're not making that extra phone call, if you're not looking at your prospect list, if you're not saying, I'm going to look at this salesperson by salesperson by salesperson, who has the most prospects in their contact manager? Who has the least? Who is the most productive? Who really understands what needs to be done? And I'm going to study each one of my salespeople. I'm going to really understand exactly what activity they create that ends up creating sales, that ends up creating profits. Understanding your prospect list, understanding what you need, understanding if it's the right prospect. Are they just names? Are they just names and phone numbers? Or are they actually legitimate prospects that you can sell and help them make a profit so they'll want to come back time after time after time? So what are you doing tonight? Are you busy? Well, take a few minutes. Look at your prospect list and see what you need to do to improve it, to absolutely get to the business and the profit that you want. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.